The U.S. Supreme Court ruled today that government has a compelling interest in promoting racial diversity on campus, but the court said the University of Michigan's undergraduate point-based policy is not the way to go. The court, in two separate split decisions, preserved affirmative action, but set some limits. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Harvard Law School professor Lonnie Guinier, a supporter of affirmative action, and Todd Gaziano, director of legal studies at the Heritage Foundation, an opponent.
Ms. Guinier, let me begin with you. Is this ruling in the undergraduate case outlawing the use of a 20-point advantage for minority students in admissions applications a setback for affirmative action?
Well, Juan, I'd first have to read the decision before I can answer that kind of question. What I'm prepared to say is that considering the two decisions together, that the Supreme Court has affirmed the use of race and has acknowledged that race still matters in this country. So in that sense, I think that the decisions are a net plus.
In other words, you feared that they might have ruled that race could not be considered at all, and the ruling in the law school case, which says that you can consider race, although you can't attach any specific number of points to it, in a sense then is a victory for people who are in favor of the use of affirmative action.
Well, I'd rather see it in, not in terms of a victory for certain people, but a victory for the country. That is, it represents an important acknowledgement that race still matters in this country, and that we have not overcome the legacy of slavery, of Jim Crow, and of continued discrimination.
Todd Gaziano, is it possible that those who are opposed to affirmative action also have reason to celebrate?
Oh, it's true that I think both sides have something to praise and be disappointed about in the set of opinions. The ruling in the striking down the undergraduate preference system was actually 6-3, with a lot of interesting concurrences that we're all still reading. So in that regard, it's going to be much harder for universities to claim they're only considering race as a factor, but coming up with systems that really gerrymander the result.
Well, let me ask now, Todd, is it the case that there was provided by the court a clear roadmap for how to deal with race when it comes to admitting young people to colleges and graduate programs?
Unfortunately, on my quick read, there is no clear roadmap. And that's in part because I am very disappointed about O'Connor's switch in her opinion in the law school case. She claimed that their targeted goal, their critical mass theory, was not a quota, but it certainly looks like a quota to the rest of us. So I think that when we digest these, we may be in a better position to reject some of what was in the Bakke case, but we'll have new questions, Juan.
Ms. Guinier, now, the court did not outlaw the use of points for other factors when it comes to admissions, factors such as geographic location of the student, economic situation of the student, whether or not the student has parents who have been admitted to that school in the past. Is that, in some sense, then, a defeat?
Again, I need to read the decision to answer that question, but I think it reflects not so much a defeat as a failure on the part of the court to appreciate the way in which race interacts with those other considerations. And it also represents the level of discomfort that many people in this country have with the legacy of race and racism. On the one hand, they acknowledge that it's a problem. On the other hand, they're just not sure how to deal with it.
Mr. Gaziano, how would you respond?
Well, the law school program, of course, always admitted around 11% of certain minorities. And unfortunately, since that, their sort of hidden quota has been approved, we'll have to probably continue to litigate that issue. But what is clear are the grids that most, the overwhelming number of universities use, where they won't read an application, they automatically admit people with certain SAT scores if they're boosted. Those kind of systems are going to have to be scrapped. I think hundreds of universities tomorrow will have to have a different admissions program. So in that respect, I think that's a very good development.
Lonnie Guinier is a law professor at Harvard Law School, and Todd Gaziano is director of legal studies at the Heritage Foundation. Thank you both. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.